The Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development is continuing in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Negotiators have been working to hammer out a document that many hoped would lay out clear goals on how nations could promote sustainable development. But critics say the draft text makes few advances on protecting the environment. The UK-based Catholic Overseas Development Agency, Progressio, is being represented at the summit. Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane spoke to the agency's head of delegation in Rio, Daniel Hale, who says the document lacks vision.
Now, it looks like there's a little bit of discontent with regard to this draft text proposed at this UN conference. Perhaps you could just spell out for us what is it that is not going far enough with regard to what Progressio thinks needs to be done. And also for our listeners, what is on the agenda? What has been put there, but what needs to be put there? What actions are not being taken?
Okay, well, for the last 6 days, maybe more, delegates from around the world have been negotiating on an outcome text, the big agreement from Rio Plus 20. And in order to finish it all on time, the Brazilians have really pushed delegates to make a lot of compromises. These kinds of fora, international agreements, tend to become a bit lowest common denominator just so that everybody can agree, because the UN process is based on consensus. So the document that we have at the moment, it does, to be fair, make some good strides forward. It reaffirms quite a lot of pre-existing commitments, and it does it demonstrates that the global community at least understands the scale of the problem and the urgency of the problem. But from my view and from the Progressio point of view, it really doesn't do enough in terms of implementation. It's all very well to say, yes, we've got a problem with sustainable development and poverty eradication really needs to be stepped up a gear. But there aren't really that many positive solutions, practical steps forward that are proposed in the text as it stands. There are a few sustainable development goals, a universal framework for sustainable development in the post-2015 at the end of the MDGs. And corporate sustainability reporting, I suppose, is another one that we should be relatively proud of. But apart from that, it's pretty short on practical solutions to the urgent crises that we're facing today.
We always hear the expression, actions speak louder than words. With regard to this and to Rio, why is it that countries aren't going far enough to really talk about actions, as it were?
I think we have to understand that there are a number of global crises going on around the world in terms of the financial sector. And lots of the issues that have been contentious are those around finance and what's called the means of implementation. It's all very well wanting to bump up UNEP, the United Nations Environment Programme, to its own organisation, or to have ideas which might require money. But if the developed countries aren't willing to put money on the table, or actually aren't willing to end unsustainable and damaging environmentally damaging subsidies, then to be honest, we're not going to get very far on sustainable development. So we can have as many words as we need, but really what we need is cash on the table. And in terms of implementation and the kind of real commitment to seeing some of these promises through, I think that this conference text doesn't quite give us what we need.
Water had been a big issue for Progressio at this conference. Maybe you could talk to us about what's happening with regard to that issue.
Yeah, thanks. Water actually came out quite well in the document. First of all, the human right to water and the human right to sanitation were both agreed in the document. And let's not forget, the document isn't quite locked down yet. The international community world leaders who are here might be unhappy with the level of ambition. So it might be that we get more from this document than is currently on the table. But in terms of water and sanitation, this is a historic first. There were countries that wanted to leave out the right to water and the right to sanitation. So to have them both in the text is something we need to celebrate. For Progressio, it's very much in terms of the water livelihood, integrated water resource management. And we really wanted integrated water resource at a local level, a regional level, a national level, and internationally to be really highlighted in the text. And that's what we've got. So in terms of whether Rio is waterproof, for us it's waterproof enough, I think. We could have seen more in terms of the participation of poor people and the participation of women in management of water resources locally. And that's something that hasn't really been spelled out. So we wanted to say maybe we got 80% of what we wanted on water, but not 100%. But I think that it's a real result for Progressio, and we can be quite happy with it on that level.
There is still a little bit more time to go in this conference. Are you hopeful that maybe there'll be some kind of a turnaround, that maybe things will be more positive by the end of it?
I think there's every chance. The plenary that I was at yesterday, the negotiators made lots of points about how finely balanced the text was. Finely balanced, I think, is diplomatic speak for, I don't really want to go back to this because there are all sorts of things we're not happy with. So you could say that that's a limit to the amount of ambition that can be put into the document from here on in. They don't want to start to reopen paragraphs because other countries will want to start to look at other issues that have been resolved up to now. So it looks unlikely that we'll see very much change. But it might be that when world leaders get here and they see the document and they realise that people are demanding a little bit more and that the crises that the world faces really requires urgent action and implementation, that they commit to something a little bit more. It might be that we get something outside of the document. There's a registry of voluntary commitments, and it might be that countries take it upon themselves to say, hey, look, my country's doing all of this. Isn't this great? And in that way, they're stepping up a gear and really focusing on what happens when the conference closes. So I think from a Catholic point of view, I think we need to keep praying for the world leaders here, that the level of ambition gets increased somewhat, and that we can go home with a text that everybody can be proud of. The theme of the conference is the future we want, and I think at the moment we need to keep praying for a document that really gives us the future we want and the future that poor people around the world really, really desperately need.